The time's about a quarter past nine, and we're talking now about citizenship laws in Australia. Federal Immigration Minister Peter Dutton has suggested a potential change to the laws concerning the acquisition of citizenship in Australia. But will this result in migrants being excluded from the rich multiculturalism of Australian society? I'm joined now by Associate Professor Mary Ann Kenny from the School of Law at Murdoch University to speak about the issue. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, Peter Dutton has stated his interest in changing citizenship laws. Even though the details are unclear, is it at all easy to see how they might affect migrants coming to Australia?
I think it's first important to talk about how people currently get citizenship before we talk about what changes he's thinking of making. So if people are in Australia, they can and have come from another country and migrated here, and they're permanent residents, they can apply for citizenship after they've been living here for 4 years. And there's already quite a lot of checks and tests that apply to people who are applying for citizenship. So you have to have been here for 4 years. You have to have been of good character. During that period of time, no criminal convictions of a serious nature. And you have to have basically resided here for that period of time. And also, at the end of that 4 years period, you have to prove a citizenship test, which tests your capabilities, your functionality with English, and your knowledge of the rights and responsibilities of citizenship. So he seems to be talking about currently changing what happens at that end point and saying that there are certain people who've come here who, if they've been involved in serious crime, such as being involved in gangs or committing serious offences, or who have cheated the welfare system in some way, or have links with extremist terrorist groups, should not be entitled to the benefits and privileges of citizenship. And so at the moment, though, currently, there already is a requirement that you are of good character, so it's hard to see what additional requirements he's wanting to put on permanent migrants.
So why might Peter Dutton be suggesting this now? Why might he see a need for this sort of change explicitly to these citizenship laws?
I think it's not very clear at the moment as to what his exact concerns are. I mean, he's also raised concerns about people who don't undertake English lessons or are not allowing their children to be educated in English. And it's quite clear, that if you look at any studies in relation to migrants who come to Australia, in fact, their uptake of English classes and their uptake of work and trying to seek work and employment is relatively high, and in fact their unemployment rate is lower than those in the Australian community. So it's hard to understand exactly what his concerns are about. I guess perhaps you could say that he's responding to concerns raised in the community or a shift in relation to votes going to parties like One Nation and so on, and trying to perhaps appeal to some of the people who might otherwise vote for that party.
Now, are there other people who have been talking about this who have been suggesting other possible changes to citizenship laws around this? Or are there any other sort of pressing needs within the citizenship laws we have now that might need to be addressed?
I haven't heard of any other people talking about issues around citizenship. I mean, this also follows on from some recent changes that were made and concerns that were raised about people who were citizens of Australia but had engaged or travelled overseas and engaged in or had links with terrorist groups like ISIS or ISIL, and they had made some changes recently in relation to that to deny citizenship or remove citizenship from people who participated in those organisations, but only where they already had citizenship of another country. So these are follow-up types of concerns around those sorts of groups. But I guess my concern is that there currently already is a range of tools that the minister has to use in respect of granting citizenship or indeed dealing with people while they're already permanent residents to respond to those sorts of concerns.
So then with that in mind, how might this discourse or these proposed changes change public perception towards migrants and people who are seeking Australian citizenship?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a really good question. I think when we're talking about people's pathways to citizenship, I mean, citizenship is the end result of a period of time of coming to Australia, living in Australia and becoming a full member of the Australian community. At the end of the day, citizenship gives you the ability to vote, gives you the ability to, say, apply for student-funded places at university, gives you the ability to work in the public service and so on. It's sort of the end result of, or culmination, if you like, of your acceptance into the Australian community. So I think, you know, we should be looking at ways in which we could talk about how we can better respond to migrants that are coming to the country to help them to integrate rather than to try to exclude them from the community.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning.